From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine are campaigning together for the first time as running mates, promoting a message of optimism after a Republican convention where many speakers warned America's in decline. Clinton introduced Kaine to a crowd of enthusiastic supporters in Florida Saturday, saying they will offer a very different vision for America, one that calls for building bridges, not walls, in contrast to Republican Donald Trump.
I have to say that Senator Tim Kaine is everything Donald Trump and Mike Pence are not. He is qualified to step into this job and lead on day one. And he is a progressive who likes to get things done.
Kaine suggested it would be too risky to have Donald Trump commander-in-chief over the military.
Nearly 2 million men and women put their lives on the line for this country as active duty, as reservists, as guard members. They deserve a commander-in-chief with the experience and the temperament to lead.
Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician who has the potential to attract voters repelled by Donald Trump and those who may have a hard time fully embracing Clinton. She will formally accept the Democratic presidential nomination at the party's convention in Philadelphia next week. The Islamic State terror group says it's responsible for killing at least 80 and wounding hundreds in a suicide bomb attack at a protest rally in Kabul on Saturday. A website linked to the Islamic State said the attack was meant to warn Afghans, Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. This is VOA News. Chancellor Angela Merkel said that German security services will do everything possible to protect the security and freedom of all people in Germany in wake of two attacks in less than a week. She spoke to reporters following an emergency meeting of her Security Council in Berlin Saturday. The meeting comes a day after an 18-year-old German Iranian shot and killed 9 people and wounded more than 24 others in a crowded Munich shopping mall. Police say he took his own life after going on the rampage. Investigators say he was obsessed with mass shootings. Investigators say they found no evidence in his apartment linking him to any terrorist group. Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding 4 people before police shot him dead. Torrential rains are causing deadly flooding in northern China, where already at least 36 people have died and dozens are missing. Hundreds of thousands of people have been forced to evacuate their homes because of flooding. Some people are venting anger toward officials for not warning them in sufficient time about the coming downpours. The African Union launched the African Passport this week at its summit meeting in Rwanda. The idea is to allow better movement of people to stimulate African economies. But details of who will get the passport and what the benefits are still being worked out, as Nick Long reports.
Outgoing AU Commission Chairperson Kuzazana Dlamini Zuma gave the first two passports to the African Union Chairman and Chadian President Idriss Deby and to her host, the President of Rwanda, Paul Kagame. She told heads of state there had been overwhelming requests for the passport from many of their citizens.
So we would therefore suggest for your consideration as we launch the African passport today that we agree to create conditions in the member states to issue the passport to their citizens.
The AU's deputy chairperson, Erastus Mwencha, told media that no member state has opposed the passport proposal, but the AU's Trade and Industry Commissioner, Fatima Haramachil, said a few member states don't recognize it. Nick Long for VOA News, Kigali.
Judging by social media, few Africans disapprove of the passport. Many are skeptical they will ever get one, and many see the initiative as a step in the right direction. An Indian Air Force plane carrying 29 people is missing more than 24 hours after it was expected to land on an island in the Bay of Bengal. 8 of the passengers on board were civilians. At least 12 ships and other vessels have been deployed to the bay to search for the missing aircraft. The weather at the time of the disappearance was not immediately known, though it's currently monsoon season in that region. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.